Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of November 16th, 2024. How time flies. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year of serving campers. It's grown from 211 campers during a summertime program back in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many people. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. And especially during this special time of the year, Thanksgiving, we have so much to be thankful for. And we certainly appreciate all those who have made Camp Courageous possible for so many campers over all these years. And one of the groups that have really helped us out a lot is AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps is a group that has been volunteering here for years. They came out this summer. And here's one of the counselors, Shan, talking a little bit about her experience at Camp Courageous.
My name is Shandell Reed, and I am with AmeriCorps and CCC, which is the National Civilian Community Corps. I've never been to camp before. So I was not aware we were gonna be with campers literally all day. Now at first, I was really afraid, especially when I came in and I realized that my mom was a caretaker. And so I seen her go through this. I've seen her go through what I did for years. So I told myself I would never, I don't wanna do work like this because of what I seen my mom go through. But you know what? I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of my mom. But after actually doing it, so admirable. It takes so much love. It takes so much care to do that kind of work. And you develop this kind of relationship with the campers. And it's just like, you don't want them to go. Like you're attached. You're attached now. So you start to look at them like, oh, this is my sister or this is my friend. You know, it's like people are people regardless. And to actually have a place like Camp Courageous where they can go to and experience things that they probably never experienced is very beautiful. And I am happy that I am a part of that.
Shan was a delight here at Camp Courageous, and we certainly appreciate all that she did for the campers here at Camp Courageous. Our travel campers have spent the week down in New Orleans. They've had a lot of tours of all the different areas on double-decker buses, so a big thank you to all those people that were a part of that. This coming weekend is Cosmic Bowling, Arcade Games, and Stargazing as part of Respite Cure. Respite Cure starts on Friday evenings and goes through Sunday. A great break for families where the campers are having a wonderful time here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous is still looking for an assistant aquatics director. And so if you know anybody that loves pools and swimming, have them get a hold of us. A big thank you to Kathy Fitzmaurice Hill and Merle for inviting Camp Courageous to give a program to the Hills Town and Country. Every year they do a super job, been doing it for over 30 years. Collecting things for Camp Courageous. Dale and Connie Schobelin, there they had a son that had muscular dystrophy, and we share a lot of stories back and forth. Scott Habel makes a wonderful meal and is a great leader there, and it was great to sit with Ron Stutzman and visit about all the wonderful things that Stutzmans have done for Camp Courageous. Always a great time. Once again, that's Hills Town and Country. A big thank you for all that they have done for Camp Courageous. Also, last Sunday, we had the University of Iowa engineering students here at the camp. They worked on surveying. It was one of their projects. These wonderful students are part of a Continental Crossings group. It's a nonprofit organization of engineers and action. They have made bridges in countries like Bolivia and Ecuador and throughout the world, and they come out and they practice here, and they always bring a lot of delight to Camp Courageous. This coming Sunday, we'll be at the Monticello Heritage Center at 2 p.m. giving a little program on the unwritten history of Camp Courageous. And I think they're going to be having that on Facebook and other means of watching it in the future. Sunday evening will be in Mount Pleasant for the Knights of Columbus. They've been supporting the camp for decades and decades, so we'll look forward to seeing our good friends there. On Tuesday, we'll be up in Jessup with our good friends in Jessup. Their Knights of Columbus have supported the camp. We'll be up there for their dinner and program. On Thursday, we'll be in DeWitt for the Knights of Columbus also. This weekend, we're looking forward to Eric Christofferson, who's coming out here with Troop 766. Eric did his Eagle Scout project back here decades ago. His dad was Art Christofferson, a longtime board member here at camp, so it's going to be great to have Eric bring a troop out here to camp this coming weekend. The Camp Courageous Winter Sale is going here in the main lodge at Camp Courageous. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4, Fridays 8 to 6, and Saturdays it is closed. And the first Sunday of every month from 2 to 6, it is open. Also, of course, the Manchester Garage Sale there in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays 9 to 6, and Sundays 9 to noon. Fuel Iowa will be having their big roundup for Camp Courageous the week of Thanksgiving, so we're looking for those. There will be fruitcake sales going on right now. You can go to the Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org to get those locations. Lastly, we'd like to pay our tributes to the Palmer family. Linda Palmer has passed away this past week. They had a special service for her at Cottage Grove Place in Cedar Rapids. Her and her husband, Ralph, did a beautiful job of providing the funds to give every camper that comes to Camp Courageous a picture of their group that they can put beside their bed at home and remember the precious memories from being here at Camp Courageous and look forward to the time ahead. Our sympathy goes out to Linda's family, which includes Cindy, Rebecca, and Jeff. Great family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.